We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the people of Missouri. We're for brewmasters, stockbrokers, beauty queens, and truck drivers. Whatever you do, if you're a Missourian, we're for you. We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we've got Missouri covered.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Are you going to be all nervous this weekend? Don't know what to do with your time? Trying to get you to Sunday at 5:30 when the Chiefs take on the Bills. Well, I got something for you. How about going out and supporting the Kansas City Comets as they take on the Tacoma Stars at T-Mobile Center? We played at T-Mobile Center for the first time in around 10 years or so, and it's going to be a wild atmosphere. Because the United Soccer Coaches Convention is in town, so they're expecting a crowd of around 10,000 or so. It's going to be lit. And so to start you off right, how about let's take care of a lucky listener. I'll give away a 4-pack of tickets right now to caller number 8, 913-3810-810. So you don't have idle hands on Saturday night. You can take your family to T-Mobile and enjoy some action with the Comets, Nate Bucchetti.
Oh, yeah.
With several thousand of your closest friends. Now, Nate Bucchetti, I don't know, why won't you introduce our next guest, please?
Well, speaking of good friends, Kevin Ellis, been a buddy of mine for, I don't know if he'll claim that.
Would he say that? You're saying that. Would he say
he'll
that?
He'll say acquaintance. He's known me for years, okay. But maybe, I don't know if he'll accept me as a friend. I'm trying to claim him as a friend.
Okay. You said buddy. That's even better than the friend.
Kansas City native, played for Sporting Kansas City, now plays for the Comets, all-around good guy. Okay. Kevin Ellis, about that?
So, Kevin, welcome to the show. Since 6 a.m., you've gone from being an acquaintance to a friend, now a good buddy. Which one describes your relationship with Nate Bucchetti, please?
I would say we're buddies.
Hmm. Just buddies.
I'll take it.
Something
good. Right. Good buddies.
Yeah, he's a good buddy. Hey. That's good.
Hey, you know, buddy. I at least finally got there from in 3 hours, right? I started off as an acquaintance,
right.
And now we're good buddies.
Right, every hour it's escalated just a little bit, so, you know. Close confidant by the end of the show.
I claim him.
How are you, man?
I'm good. Good to be on here with you guys. How are you guys?
We're doing wonderful. Great. And you'll be happy to know, Stephen, as well, that I have tried several times, but failed to get Kevin to come play on Hot Guys United in the over 30 league.
Kevin, don't let him harass you. He does this with almost everyone, and he's led a few people to serious injury in these games. And so do not feel bad for trying to escape the clutches of Nate Bucchetti's men's league. So well done. How many times has he tried to get you to play on his team?
I think he's only tried, I think, once.
That's enough.
I think the guy who sets the team up has tried probably 3 or 4 times.
Wow. What, you pass Kevin's number on to him?
Yeah.
Nate, is what you did?
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, I thought, well, maybe a better chance.
I just don't want to
get out there and embarrass myself, you know?
Yeah, I don't think that's a problem.
Yeah. Listen, Nate has no problem doing it every week. So
I don't think that's going to be a problem for you. Well, hey, man, so let's talk about this. This is really exciting. The Comets playing back downtown. First time indoor soccer's been back downtown in 10 years. Guys like me and Jake and Steven, I think you probably... Did you go to some Comets games?
Oh, hell yes. Yeah. I told you that. I had an outfit. My grandmother took me downtown to the department store, and I got a Comets, the shirt and the shorts, and we used to go to Kemper Arena. And back then, my favorite player was Yomaz Orhan.
Okay.
And also, we liked Mr. Overtime, right?
Nelson Seal.
Yeah.
So there you go.
That was my coach growing up.
Oh, he was my favorite. Are you old enough to have gone to some of those games when you were a kid, Kevin, or was that kind of before your time?
No, I used to go to
the Attack?
All the games down at Kemper, yeah, the Attack.
Yeah.
Funny enough, I think it was when Zorn Savick was the coach of the Attack.
I did the play-by-play for the Attack for 1 year along with Nick Vassos. And Zorn was the head coach at that time, for sure.
I think I can't remember. Obviously, I was young, but I can't remember what led this to happen, but I think the first game I went to, I think Zorn somehow left us tickets for the game. I remember my mom telling me that, that the coach gave us tickets for the game. And, I mean, what an atmosphere it was. I think me and my siblings, it was our favorite thing to do was to go to those games.
Well, how excited are you to play at T-Mobile?
Oh, I'm really excited. I think it's obviously not an opportunity anybody's gotten in the last 10 years. So it'll be a pretty special feeling. Obviously, being from here, you know, I've gotten to play for Sporting for so many years and got to really embrace the soccer community here. And now getting to play with the Comets and now coming full circle to come back and playing downtown, I think it's going to be unbelievable.
I just enjoyed, remember the intros and the laser show?
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah,
was fantastic. I mean, it was a great,
they put on a show,
great entertainment, and the same can be said for everyone that goes out to the Comets. Chad Boger, Comets super fan, if you didn't know that, our boss, and so it's going to give the opportunity for a lot of people maybe to go to see the Comets for the first time down at T-Mobile. And so, you tell us, because that's what one thing I think that's great, like with the Comets. And where you guys play, normally you have a great connection with the fans, and it is a lot of fun for people to go out and enjoy that action the way we did when we were kids.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think, you travel around the league here, and people will probably say I'm a little biased, but I think we have the best fans in the game. I mean, the last home game we played was like a Wednesday night game, and the place was packed. You don't get that at a lot of places on a Saturday night with nothing else going on in the city. but the knowledge that our fan base has and the support that they give us is unbelievable, and I think that's what's led to the performances that we've been able to put out to begin this year.
Yeah, 6-0. You guys are flying right now, and it really is pretty crazy when you think about it. A town the size of Kansas City supporting a Major League Soccer team, an NWSL soccer team, and an indoor soccer team. The way that all three are being supported is really awesome. And another thing I'll add to it, Stephen, I think this is the kind of thing that sometimes, you live in Kansas City, you might not even be aware of this, but the United States soccer coaches are headquartered here in Kansas City, and they're having a big convention, their annual big convention, here in Kansas City this weekend, which means a whole bunch of those people are going to be at the game too, which is going to add thousands and thousands of people. It's one of those things that by being such a big soccer community, it helps our economy too, because all these people come to town for these conventions and coaches' clinics and things like that. And I got to think for you, Kevin, that's awesome, because now you're talking about some people that study the game of soccer for a living that are going to be coming to watch you, which means they're going to be educated fans. That's always got to be fun to play in front of people like that.
Yeah, definitely. They know the moments that, we're kind of going through on the field, and they give that in their emotions when they're watching. But I also think, there's always some high-level coaches that come to these conventions and things like that. I think the numbers are up around like 14,000 people that are going to be in town for this convention, which is ridiculous. One, it's good for our city, right? And exposes people from around the country to I would say around the world, right? Because not all those coaches are from here. Mm-hmm. To our city and what our city has to offer, not only on the sports side, but in the arts and everything like that. It's our city's pretty special, and to have all those people come in and get to see it, right, and then they get to take in a game Saturday night, it's going to be special. But also, I think it gives exposure to some of the younger kids on the team, right? I would assume that, some of these coaches coming in, have affiliations with, MLS clubs and USL clubs and different things like that. And I think there's a lot of young talent on our team for sure, but I think throughout the league. And I think that this is only going to give them exposure to those coaches and to those clubs where that probably is not an option on an everyday basis, right?
Kevin Ellis is our guest. I know you guys split over the weekend, so you're sitting at 7-1 right now atop the Central standings. You'll be hosting Tacoma, and so give us a quick preview of what we can expect on Saturday night.
Yeah, I mean, a rematch from the game on Sunday. It's going to be a tough game. Those guys, I think, maybe didn't start the best, but, you know, have started to find kind of a rhythm. I think the game they played before we played them on Sunday, I think they scored 15 goals, which in indoor doesn't sound like a lot, but I think, you know, the sophistication of the player now on the defensive side of the ball, I think it's gotten better, so 15 goals is a lot. We were able to keep them, I think it was 7-6, if I remember right, or something around there. We were able to keep that number down. But, you know, they have dangerous players. They have a guy, a forward, I forget his name, I'm not doing him justice here. I think Nick Pereira, who scores a bunch of goals for them, big target forward for them. But on our side, we have, you know, I think probably one of the greatest players to ever play the game in Leo Gibson, who missed some time, and then he comes back on Sunday and he scores 3 goals like he's rolling out of bed. So it's going to be a good battle.
All right, so I will say the Comets will win on Saturday night. So now you have to – every one of our guests this week must give a prediction for Chiefs and Bills. You're a Kansas City guy, so give us a – what's the score going to be on Sunday night at Arrowhead?
You know, this is the game of the postseason for me, right?
That's right.
I mean, I think these two teams are unbelievable. I mean, look at the two quarterbacks. These guys are outrageously good. It's hard to give a score. I'm trying to think. You're putting me on the spot here.
Right.
You know, I would love as a football fan for it to be a shootout, you know? But geez, you guys have me here. I'm going to say 28-17 Chiefs.
That's right. Well, you know what? The score is secondary. Bam. You pick Chiefs, and that means your prediction's correct.
That's right.
Kevin, thank you so much. You know what? And thank you for at least contemplating that for me. You actually tried to give us a good prediction, which means something.
Yeah.
People just come in and just rattle scores off. They don't care, and you cared about that, so that means something to us. And we look forward to getting a whole bunch of people down there on Saturday night at T-Mobile Center. But we appreciate the time, my man. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks for having me, guys. Take care.
It's Kevin Ellis from the Kansas City Comets. And how about two more four packs?
Yeah.
Let me throw at you.
Let's do it.
What the hell is Marco wearing? Let's go ahead and give 2 4 packs to see the Comets take on Tacoma this Saturday night down at T-Mobile. 913-3810-810. Callers 8 and 10 will get a four pack to see the Comets. 913-3810-810. Back after this on WHB.